Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, it's been exactly 1 week since U.S. President Joe Biden was inaugurated, and we're also coming to the end of the first month of 2021. And to find out more on how the events of the last month have impacted global markets, we're joined today by Pierre Blanchette, and he is the head of investment intelligence team within Amundi Research Division. In this position, Pierre supports the firm general management and the Global Investment Committee and enhances Amundi's thought leadership on key cross-cutting macro and strategic themes. Pierre, welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's wonderful to have you with us this evening. So, Pierre, it's been exactly 1 week since Joe Biden was inaugurated as U.S. president. What are your thoughts on his first week in office and what has it meant for markets?
So, Rachel, I guess, you know, it's first, what it means is slightly more predictability, at least in behavior. So that's mm-hmm. always important for markets. I think the first thought is that we got confirmation of Janet Yellen as the treasurer. So that's, I think it's well perceived by market participants. I also think that, you know, the U.S. joining back the Paris Agreement is super important, mm-hmm. as well as, I think, you know, the health organizations. So some of those, I'd say, high profile political bodies or themes that's important for us, investors, and I think it's important for markets as a whole. But I really think that, I mean, so far, so good. I mean, it's only been a week, to be honest. But it seems like, higher predictability and back to normal, I think it's what a lot of investors think.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it has only been a week, and many eyes are on, as they call it, Biden's first 100 days in office. What else will you be looking out for as we look at this honeymoon period for the newly inaugurated U.S. president?
Well, I think, you know, the first and maybe most important topic is the support to U.S. households and corporates. So it's mm-hmm. The $1.9 trillion stimulus package, that could be also extended or expanded in the coming years with an infrastructure plan. So that's, I think it's number one priority for the economy and for markets. And then will come the discussions around, you know, the fiscal side, so whether taxes will be raised or not, whether it's for corporates or individuals. So that's going to be part of those first 100 days, at least the logic behind. And then, you know, the second most, or maybe the first most important topic is how the Biden administration will deal with the COVID, the pandemic, and whether the U.S. Are going to be able to monitor this a bit better than previously.
And we did see some optimism in the markets on the back of the inauguration and that potential $1.9 trillion in stimulus that you mentioned. But taking a look at the markets and where they are at the moment, a little bit in the red right now. So do you think this optimism is sustainable? What's your outlook for the next quarter?
Look, I think, you know, it's sustainable when we look at the numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. for the U.S. at least, we've had stronger than expected growth numbers in Q3, but also in Q4. When we look at China, which is the main driver of growth globally, Q4 numbers, GDP numbers, were higher than expectations. So U.S., China, it's only Europe which is weaker. So at least from that standpoint, it makes sense to be optimistic on the recovery path. Then we have, you know, the issues around the pandemic. That's the risk of relapses, and that's what markets are worried about as well.
And that's a good point as well, Pierre. You know, given global economic movement and the continued evolution, as you mentioned, of the pandemic, do you think that we're in for an equities correction?
The equity market today is benefiting, obviously, from growth expectations and. Mm-hmm. and obviously the vaccine solution, and therefore, a brighter future. But more importantly, it's the level of interest rates in that context that explains equities valuations, particularly the high growth stocks. And that's a concern for us in a sense that, you know, we think that although we're going to have low rates for a long time, you cannot expect, you know, central banks to carry on doing what they do forever. So, interest rates have to adjust at some point. They have to take into account the new growth path. And that's a weakness for equity markets. So point number one, valuation-wise, yeah, this is probably a bit tight, mostly, I'd say, on the on the high-flying big tech names. It's not true across all markets and all segments. So that's why we, as a house, we favor the value cyclical part of the equity market.
We're speaking with Pierre Blanchet, and he is head of investment intelligence in Amundi. Pierre, perhaps then on the back of that, you know, we are in the thick of earnings season. Which sectors are you watching and why?
You know, valuations for us are important. We think that, we have to be careful and look at good businesses that shows interesting valuation levels. So that's really, the risk-reward profile we're looking at. So in Europe, we like sectors such as, materials or construction-related, to some extent as well. Some financials, the high-quality names there, because they would benefit from the recovery. And, overall, there's an infrastructure theme that is going, across the globe. So that's something we like. Maybe in the U.S. we are more on the industrial front, but as you can see in my remarks, it's more cyclical names. I think on top of it, we are focusing on the ESG and all those environmental topics. So that's something we watch carefully and we want to invest in. So these are the key things.
And speaking of ESG, we had old hope to that 2021 when it hit, it would be a brighter, better year. And the first few weeks of the year have indeed been eventful. But what do you think will be the main investment themes for the year or the main investment story? You've highlighted the ESG as one to watch. What else are you going to be looking out for? Yes, of course, let's not forget COVID as well.
I think the second one is where you get income for portfolios. And that's a bit of a conundrum for particularly for European and US investors, just because interest rates are ultra low. So a second theme is to look for what we call smart income, i.e. ways to increase the return of portfolio in the fixed income space. And that's why we like actually emerging market bonds in that context. And I think, the third topic will be what central banks are going to do. Are they going to start, withdrawing the liquidity they've put in the system if they see that the economy is doing better? And that's a very important theme for investors and portfolio constructions, obviously.
And obviously some of the risks that will go along with that as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, all eyes are around the Fed and whether the Federal Reserve will start talking about tapering. So that's one topic which is very hot if you look at the press, at least financial press. And also, the question around what's left after the COVID crisis, i.e., are we going to see weaker balance sheet for corporates? Do we need to carry on supporting, companies and so on and so forth? So that's the risk we face, and that's therefore a big and important theme for investors.
Well, Pierre, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight.
You're welcome. It was nice.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Pierre Blanchet, head of investment intelligence at Amundi, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.